الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Among the spiritual sicknesses and diseases that a person experiences, one is hasad, jealousy. Hasad, jealousy, is defined as tamanni zawale ni'mat al-ghayr. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed someone with some ni'mat and bounties. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given the person wealth. Allah has given the person health. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given him a very successful business. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given the person a very good, prosperous, happy family home. Everything of his life is going very, very well. And this person, a jealous person, just cannot stand that person is experiencing all the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. His heart is burning that person should be deprived of the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So to desire that a person be deprived of the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is defined as hasad. That is jealousy. If a person sees the next person enjoying some bounties and the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but he does not wish and desire that person be deprived of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but he also yearns for those ni'mats for his own self. If it is a worldly issue, health, wealth, whatever the case may be, that is called ghibta. That is envying. And if a person sees the next person enjoying some ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you don't wish that a person be deprived of those ni'mats and bounties. And if it is on a religious issue, a dini issue, that is called tanafus, and that is called vying with one another. So there are three things. One is hasad, jealousy. The other is ghibta, envying. And the third is called tanafus, to vie with one another, compete with one another. Hasad is haram, completely prohibited in Sharia. To envy someone, that is permissible. And to compete with one another in dini and religious issues, that is wajib. Respected elders and friends, it is stated, أول ذنب وقع في السماء وأول ذنب وقع في الأرض الحسد. The first sin that was committed on the skies was hasad, jealousy. And the first sin that was committed on the face of this earth was also jealousy. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala told all the angels to prostrate and make sajda before Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Shaitan refused. Aba wastakbar wa kana min al-kafirin. He refused. He prided and arrogated himself, and he was among the disbelievers. Shaitan thought to himself that he is namusul malaika. He is the head of all the angels. He was from the shayateen. Because of making so much of ibadat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevated his ranks to the ranks of the angels. He made ibadat everywhere. And he thought to himself that this man Adam, he just created the other day, and Allah has given him such a high lofty status that the angels will prostrate before him. In fact, I am worthy of being prostrated, not Adam. It was that hasad that came to him, that jealousy that came to him. And because of that, he disobeyed Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah said that he was among the disobedient ones. The first sin to be committed on the face of this earth was also hasad. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had two sons, Qabil and Habil. In order to establish mankind on the face of this earth, at that time the law of nikah was Qabil had to marry Habil's sister and Habil had to marry Qabil's sister. Qabil's sister was more beautiful and she is going to go to Habil. So Qabil thought to himself that Habil is going to get a wife that is more beautiful than my wife. That hasad and the jealousy came to him, and that led him, that hasad, that jealousy, that led him to kill his own brother. At the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were three groups of people. One were the Yahud, the Jews. The second, Christians. The third, the Mushrikeen. The Yahud were regarded to be the people of knowledge. They were given the Torah. The ulama, the Maulvis, the Muftis, they were among them. People had any question to ask on religious issues, they used to refer to the Yahud. And because of them known to be the people of knowledge, they used to arrogate themselves. They had pride and arrogance. The Christians, they had an established way of life, and the Mushrikeen were those people that used to worship idols. It was written in the Torah that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that a final prophet and messenger will come on the face of this earth. All the indications of the final prophet and messenger were mentioned in the Torah. The Yahud, they used to regard themselves as نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the sons of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we are the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they felt that if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to choose a final prophet and messenger, then it could be from among us, from our progeny. It is going to be from the Banu Ishaq, from the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Ishaq alayhi salam. One indication was mentioned in the Torah that when there will be a red star in the sky, the mother of that prophet will be giving birth at that time and point. The Jews saw the red star in the sky. They were very happy that the final prophet and messenger is about to come in the world. They investigated in Madinatul Munawwara that which woman is about to give birth. Many women were conceived, many women were pregnant, but no woman was about to give birth. So who would that woman be that is about to give birth? They investigated in Makkatul Mukarrama. Many women there were also pregnant and conceived. No woman was about to give birth with the exception of one woman, Amina, the mother of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Jews heard about this, that Amina, it's a woman that's about to give birth, and that is from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, They were displeased. They were disappointed. They knew that now the final prophet and messenger is going to come from the Banu Ismail and not from the Banu Ishaq. That hasad came into them. That jealousy came into them. And because of that hasad and jealousy, they did not accept anything of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected elders and friends, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has designed this world in such a way that some people are higher than the others. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَةً فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ درجات ليتخذ بعضهم بعضا سخرية. We are the one that we have distributed the means of this world to people. We have made some people higher than the others. Some people are controlling and some people are being controlled. This is the design of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah gives His ni'mats and His bounties to whoever He wants to. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given one person more wealth than the other. That's a choice of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made somebody's business flourish. That is the choice of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Somebody's family life is going very well. All his children are getting married. He's getting grandchildren. Everybody in the family is very, very happy. That is the choice of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What is the point of getting hasad and jealousy for the next person that's enjoying the ni'mas and the bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? That is hasad, and the person that is jealous is actually fighting with none other than Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسِ عَلَى مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْرِ. That are you going to have jealousy for people on those ni'mats, on those bounties, those comforts and luxuries that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given? You are jealous of the person. You're actually fighting with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Oh Allah, why are you giving that person this ni'mat and that ni'mat? This bounty and that bounty. When a person is jealous, his heart is burning all the time. A person will be performing a salat. Through salat, he's generating the nur of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in his heart. There's a spiritual light that's built in his heart. A person is making tilawat of the Quran Kareem. There's a nur that's generating in his heart. A person making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, there's a nur of Allah generating in his heart. He's doing lots of good deeds. But when a person has jealous, when a person has jealousy, he wipes out all those good deeds. All the time he's burning. There's a raging fire within himself. And that raging fire of jealousy is going to deprive the jealous person from all the nur that they accumulated in their heart through the ibadat and the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-hasad ya'kulu al-hasanat kama ta'kulu al-naru al-hatab. Jealousy, it eats away. It consumes a person's good deeds just like how fire burns dry wood. Wood is dry, and how quickly that fire consumes that wood. No sign of that wood is left. Likewise, a person may do lots of good deeds, but because of the raging fire, it builds enmity, animosity, backbiting. Every sin under the face of the sun will be committed because of that hasad and jealousy. And because of that, the person will deprive himself of all the nur and the light of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that is accumulated in his heart. It is mentioned in one hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, khaslatan la yajtami'an fi qalbin wahid. Two qualities, two things will never gather in one heart. Al-Iman wal-Hasad. Iman and Hasad, Iman and jealousy, both can never be in one heart at one time and point. If a person is strong in his Iman, he's not going to have Hasad and jealousy in his heart. And if there's a defect in the Iman of the person, then that Hasad and jealousy is going to come. He will proclaim, La ilaha illallah. He may fulfill some of the dictates of Shariat, But with that, because he did not make it islah, he did not reform himself, the raging fire is burning in his heart. Whilst performing his salat, he's thinking how that person must be deprived of a ni'mat. He's making tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, and he's thinking that that person, his the business is thriving and flourishing. It's my yearning, wish and desire that that person's business must not be successful. How is such person going to get closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Our pious elders have made very strong statements condemning hasad and jealousy. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stated, لَيْسَ فِي شَرِّ الْخِصَالِ أَعْدَلُ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدِ يَقْتُلُ الْحَاسِدَ قَبْلَ الْمَحْسُودِ لَيْسَ فِي شَرِّ الْخِصَالِ أَعْدَلُ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدِ يَقْتُلُ الْحَاسِدَ قَبْلَ الْمَحْسُودِ. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala who says, among evil qualities, pride, jealousy, arrogance, greed, all the evil qualities, there is no evil quality that is more just, that is more fair, that is more equitable than the evil quality of jealousy. The reason for that, why jealousy is so fair, it actually kills a jealous person before that jealousy can kill the victim of the jealous person. When a person is jealous, he's first killing himself. He's killing his spirituality. Instead of worrying about his own life, he's worrying about the next person. Every one of us got our own life to live with. We got our wives, we got our children, we got all our affairs to attend to. But the person is burning inside. He's killing himself to kill the next person. Before the next person be killed, he himself is becoming killed. Hadith Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in another instance he mentioned that nothing will make a jealous person happy. Only one thing will make a jealous person happy. And that is zawalu ni'mat al-ghayr. Only thing that's going to make him happy is that the person with whom he has enmity, with whom he has that animosity and rancor, that person must be deprived of the ni'mat. Only when the ni'mat and the bounty is taken away from the person, then only the jealous person will be happy. Nothing else is going to make a jealous person happy. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once stated, Ya ibn Adam, lima tahsud akhak? O son of Adam, why are you jealous on your brother? Ya ibn Adam, lima tahsud akhak? Why are you jealous on your brother? فَإِنْ كَانَ الَّذِي بِكَرَامَتِكَ عَلَيْهِ فَلِمَا تَحْسُدْ عَلَى مَنْ أَكْرَمَهُ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ كَانَ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ فَلِمَا تَحْسُدْ عَلَى مَنْ مَصِيرَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. Why are you jealous on your brother? If that person got that respect, that dignity, that honor, that influence, people in the community and society are listening to him, they have the greatest amount of respect for him, you can't bear that, you cannot tolerate that. Why are you having hasad on someone, jealousy on someone whom Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has honored? Accept it. That's the decree of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And if that person got some respect, dignity and honor, influence in the community and society for something that is not Sharia compliant, for a sinful thing he's doing, for something that is not acceptable in the Sharia, why are you jealous on someone whose consequences is going to be the fire of hell? Why would a person be jealous? Among the reasons of jealousy is, a person is not happy with the decree of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has chosen to give somebody some ni'mat, some bounty. Whatever the ni'mat and the bounty may be, different ni'mats and different bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This person is not happy with the decree of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and that leads him to be jealous. The second reason a person will have hasad and jealousy is tabaghus. To have enmity, you just don't like a person. You just don't agree with a person. Something of his is irritating you. But with all that, you still see the person is enjoying some ni'mat and bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everything of his life is going very, very well. But because you don't like him, you can't bring yourself to the point to accept that that person is happy and comfortable in life. And the third reason that for jealousy is ishtiraq fi amalin wahid. People are in that same business, same profession, same skills, same welfare work, community and society work, same type of work they're doing, competing with one another. Somebody is in a wholesale business, and there's another person also in a wholesale business, but one wholesale is thriving over the other. Both of them are in the same business. How come one is making a greater turnover than me? That hasad and jealousy comes in. Two people are in the same profession. How come one is more successful than me? Both of us got the same skills, but why is he thriving more than me? Or certain people are in the same business. How come he is more great, successful than me? Why is he benefiting more than me? We're supposed to be on par. We're supposed to be competing with one another. And then all the sicknesses start after that. Spying on one another, maneuvering your way against one another. This is what we know and what we call as professional jealousy. Just as it is found in the business world, it's also equally found in the corporate world. That professional jealousy. Respected elders and friends, when a person has hasad, when a person has jealousy, the biggest harm that comes to a person is the displeasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is not happy with a person who has got hasad and jealousy in him. If we have everything in the world, but we don't have the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we got nothing. But if you got nothing in the world, but we got the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we've got everything. When a person has hasad and jealousy, he's not submitting to the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He doesn't want him to bring himself to a point that Allah have chosen that to give my brother some ni'mat and bounty. Some family person, my brother, my sister, my uncle, my nephews, my nieces. Hasad and jealousy is all around. It's not with outsiders. Sometimes it is more prevalent with family people. And this person who has the hasad and jealousy, he incurs the wrath and the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon him. The second harm of jealousy is the jealous person, he himself is always unhappy. He's always raging with some fire within him. And that may lead him to do certain things that are beyond the normal thought and comprehension of an individual. I'll just give you one incident. The greater a personality is, the greater it becomes the victim of hasad and jealousy. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives somebody some ni'mat, influence, give him izzat and respect in society, people cannot pay it. And when we look in the life of many ulama, scholars, they became victim of hasad and jealousy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself became a victim of hasad and jealousy. Black magic was done on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of the jealousy. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh became a victim of jealousy. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh became a victim of jealousy. And a jealous person will do things that is totally out of line with any justice, fairness and equity. People that were jealous of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, they got hold of one widow. She was in need of some financial help and assistance. So they told to her that you want some financial help and assistance, but just do one thing. When Nu'man ibn Thabit, Imam Abu Hanifa, passes by your house, you must just call him to your house, put your parda on, call him in your house, and you must tell him that there's some men folk inside who want to talk to you, there's something urgent. We will fulfill all your needs. So as Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi was passing by, this woman, out of desperation for financial help and assistance, She called Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah in the house. He was not aware that there's no men folk in the house. Meantime, the jealous people were already hiding in the house. The moment Imam Abu Hanifa entered the house, people that were jealous of him came out and they told him, "You great Imam, in the house of a widow at this time of the night?" They immediately arrested him. They had him locked up. Imam Abu Hanifa and the woman, both of them are locked in one cell. It is night time. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, being from among the Ahlullah, from among the pious people, he immediately focused his heart and attention to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He engaged in salat. This woman, she's nearby, and she sees such a great personality, so much of fear for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is had, and I'm being used against him. When he completed his salat, she then told him everything, that I'm being used against you. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah told to her, if you are remorseful and you regret what you have done, then do one thing. Go to the doorkeepers of the cell and tell them that I need to go home. I've got something urgent to attend to and I will return. That was the zamana of Khairul Qurun, and in that zamana that was permissible, that's what they used to do. And once you leave there, you are successful in that, immediately go direct to my house and tell my wife what has transpired. So she was successful in that. The guards escorted her to the house of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. They thought it was her house. She related everything to the wife of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Now Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah a lot of insight and foresight, lot of firasat, internal light. He was able to see things and strategize things. So the wife of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, she took the burqa or the parda of that other woman. She came out and told the guards, "Now take me to the court. Take me to the cells." Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah's wife now, she came to the cell instead of that woman. The guards didn't know because she was in parda. Following morning, everybody is waiting. Today is a day to embarrass the person that claimed to be the great Imam. It so happened, when the judge addressed Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah and told him, "You're a great Imam, you do things like that? You are with this woman?" He said, "Yes, I am with the woman. How can you do such a thing?" He said, "There's my father-in-law right here. Tell him to open up the face of the woman and see who she is." When he opened up the face, it was the wife of Imam Hanifa. Imam Hanifa's father-in-law told, "I remember getting married to a daughter in the masjid." So when a person has hasad, when he has jealousy, he will think that they do things that are completely out of line. Respect elders and friends, how to cure that hasad and jealousy? Very quickly, I will round up with this. First and foremost, ta'awuz billahi ta'ala. Make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We all know our weaknesses and shortcomings. Sometimes by nature, that hasad comes into our heart. We can't tolerate it. Make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wallah, I don't know why I'm getting this feeling in my heart. I seek refuge in you, Allah. Take this bad and ill feeling of hasad out of my heart. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Secondly, raza bil qaza. Be happy with the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has decreed, bring your level of iman to that position to accept, submit, subjugate yourself to the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the third thing is, sometimes hasad, the jealousy, it makes a person do certain things. Enmity, or pride, or to wish that the person be deprived of some ni'mat, go completely against the dictates of the jealousy. If the jealousy is telling you that show pride in front of that person, humble yourself. If you wish the person must be deprived, take some gifts and go and give it to that person. If you wish, if you think that anger is coming to you, go and befriend yourself, befriend with that person. And one very important way of overcoming this hasad and jealousy is, make dua for the jealous person. This is such a ilaj, and this is such a cure. Normally when you have hasad for a person, your heart is raging with fire. You don't even take his name. But the moment between you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you make dua for the person for whom you have hasad and jealousy. Make dua one time, two times, three times. in a short period of time, you are making dua for the person for whom we have a hasad, that bad and that ill feeling will come out of the heart. Respect elders and friends, very important. When we look at, we deal with community work, and you see how common it is. It happens in families, it happens with friends, it happens in business, everywhere. And then the consequence of the jealousy is very, very bad. And that is why it's important for each and every one of us to concentrate on Islahun Nafs. Reform ourselves. Until we don't reform ourselves, respect elders and friends, we will be leading a life of total unease, with a life with full of grief and agony. I'll just give one anecdote and I will terminate with that. Sometimes people say, I just can't reform myself. Little bit effort is required, you'll be able to reform yourself. There was a debate once between oil and water. When oil is together with water, oil is dominating water. So, water once addressed oil and told oil, you don't have shame. Whenever we are together, you're always dominating me. Yet, I'm more clean and more purer than you. You are dirty and filthy. Why is it whenever we are together, you are dominating me? So oil addressed the water and told the water, I accept what you are saying. You are indeed pure. You have come down from the sky. You are a purifier. But what effort and sacrifice have you made? Look at my history. Look at my effort. Look at my sacrifice. I was a seed. I was buried underground. People trampled upon me for so many months. I grew up into a thin stem. I weathered all the conditions. The heat of summer, the cold of winter. When I completely formed, then the farmer came with his sickle and he cut me off. My seeds were taken out and crushed, and then the oil was taken out. All effort and sacrifice I've been through, what effort and sacrifice have you been through? It is because of that effort and sacrifice that Allah has given me prominence and dominance over you. You may be pure, you came from the sky, what effort and sacrifice have you made? Respect elders and friends, we want respect, we want honor, dignity in the sight of people and in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Go against our nafs, fight our nafs, and then our Islam will be made. See the life of peace and humility, tranquility that we'll experience, then only the ruhaniyat will really come into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.